but nice pants. And that's what makes it hip hop.
You know where this
and that's what makes it hip-hop.
You know where this is from?
You got to be loose. And that's what makes it hip hop.
You know who has good clothes and I did not think they would?
Who?
Fashion Nova men.
Oh.
They have like pretty solid that's cheap. And not only that, it delivers in like less than 24 hours. It's like Amazon.
Okay.
Okay, fast fashion.
Ooh, it's a fashion Nova, I guess fast fashion
it's
is not.
Okay.
You know who's got really good clothes? Really good. Sheen.
I heard they don't have good clothes.
I was making a joke.
Theirs is cheap, but like I heard girls actually don't like their clothes. They're like, it comes like not the way it's supposed
not
to.
As advertised, and also the whole fast fashion of
Exactly. Yeah, fast fashion's only bad when the clothes are bad.
That's what, like those sites, I have to look at the material, like what is in it. Like, it's great if you strike gold and it's something that's like, you're like, okay, I'm going to buy that again, but it's never the same product. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're always cutting different. It from a different cloth.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's all made out of plastic. Just
when you buy like a shirt from Amazon, you're like, you just need a color for like a theme or whatever. And it just comes and it's like made out of water bottles.
It's like parchment paper. Like, yuck.
Oh, I hate it.
Okay.
Oh, they might want to take that Mexico shirt down after their loss.
Oh, right. Mexico did lose.
Yep. Come. Gone.
Zane, who? I know you said one of your friends made a bet. I think it was for the Argentina game. What was the...
Oh, no. It was... It's not a friend. What's his... He's a big streamer or he's a big YouTuber.
Bardon?
Steve?
yes, Steve.
Steve. Oh, okay.
Yes, it was for Argentina. He put down like an insane amount of money on Mexico.
Oh, okay. Did they end up winning?
No.
Or no, you just said Mexico. Oh, so he lost.
Mexico lost.
I was wanting it to be Argentina. That's who I'm seeing this weekend is Argentina versus Switzerland. So I get to see Messi in person, which is quite a flex.
That is.
Where is that at?
In Kansas City.
Whoa.
Kansas City. I thought I was going to be seeing, in Norway. I thought I was going to see them and see.
The Viking looking dude.
I thought I was going to be seeing him, but no, that is.
Everybody keeps
game
putting
somewhere.
AI on him and putting him in front of like Game of Thrones. And he looks exactly like a character so that he'd be in Game of Thrones.
He needs a dragon.
Yes.
He needs a dragon.
I agree. I think he needs to be on the next season. Just like how they put Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
In an episode, and we all fucking hated it. I think they need to put him in an episode, which we will all hate, but he deserves it because he looks literally exactly like somebody that'd be in the show.
And like his little cameo is like obviously not a soccer ball, but there's like a bucket on the floor and he like kicks it and it like lands on something, you know, where you're just like, okay, it makes sense.
Yes, yes, yes. I like that, Heath. That's a good way to like, you know, show his like.
Yeah.
What is this?
Hold on.
Oh God, imagine watching a game.
Do you guys remember, oh my gosh, it was probably like, has to be like 15 years ago now. Do you remember the Beckham video on the beach where he like kicks like four soccer balls in a row into a trash can? It went like mega viral like way back in the day.
Oh no.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Okay, this was like really, really early on and it was like a mind-blowing video.
Is it as cool?
Watch
Let's
this.
See. So he's dribbling the ball. He's looking at the camera. He's got some cargo shorts on.
He's looking good.
This definitely looks like it's in California. That beach is wide. And then...
So he's got far.
Just wait.
He's got three balls.
Oh, there's no fucking way. That garbage came back there?
Wait, that is so...
There's no way!
Bullshit.
There's no way. I don't believe that.
This is like when Ryan Gosling threw a football.
There's no fucking way. No. There's no way.
There's... Who...
No way, bro.
I know.
BS.
Everybody saw it and was like, okay, there's no way that that's real. Like the whole thing was like, it was around the time where you didn't know if things were real with like editing, like some people could do something. So people were always like iffy about it.
Yeah.
And then everybody forgot about it. But then apparently recently he came out and just said it was real. It was back in 2011.
If you're going to lie for that long, you got to keep it going. You know what I mean?
True. You can't back down. Never back down.
I've never seen this video. That's insane. If that's real, holy shit.
Well, they should have put another camera angle by the trash can. I don't know. It looks a little too perfect.
No, it definitely looks way too perfect.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't think they were even thinking back then to, oh, we need to put another angle
okay, in yes. front of
it. Just to take their side for that. You can edit that. If you really wanted to, you can edit that.
Yeah. I mean, like, with Dude Perfect stuff, I believe.
I believe that, yeah.
They really are doing that shit. Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of takes, but... they're good.
It's
man.
Also their whole shtick too. Like imagine they were busted for faking it. their whole career, just that done.
Done.
My love out of the trick shot though, after all that success, after years,
I
wouldn't
feels
even
good.
Like be like that excited by nailing it. They probably have to like tell themselves to be happy and remind themselves because you just be so numb to it.
Yeah, it's just not even exciting anymore. Unless they're like filming a video that's like something that's never been done. It's a Guinness World Record. Something right. like that. I feel like that's the only way now where they get a little bit of a high where they, when they finish it, they're like, oh yeah, we did it.
The high of dropping a new toy at Target, making millions.
What's the toy?
They got toys on toys, man. Damn, they're doing so smart. It big.
Oh my God.
Dude Perfect.
Yeah.
Is there a guy in the group who just like doesn't make the trick shots? are they all good or is there just one dude where it's like, dude, Derek, man, like
how many of them?
Like it's already dark and you haven't made shit. It's like, come
on,
guys.
We'll pick it up tomorrow.
This will be my try.
Wait, all five of these, there's five and all five of them are good at this?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Have they all been friends forever? Or
yeah,
they're
from Texas. Shout out Texas.
I call BS. So you're telling me they all grew up together and they're all fucking perfect at these trick shots.
I bet dude, one person perfect. Like is good at shooting the videos. One person's good about setting up the stunt.
If that's the case, then that makes sense. But there's no way all five of them are just really just that good.
The one in the middle is selling his house right now or his like lake
really?
House.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Why are you looking?
It just came up. But I was like, not my style. Not my style.
I thought you liked lake houses.
Not like not Southern that. Dude. Like
Southern dude? Is it like a...
like, it's like a too Southern modern? Dude perfect like house. It's not my it, like style.
Did it look modern?
It's like the whole thing is like very man cave-ish
yes,
type vibe.
The whole thing...
Oh, okay.
It looks like a corporate retreat type place.
Oh, I see it from here.
Like it's the whole thing just is a big shed, you know?
Like barn dominium style.
Yes, where like it's this. Just, oh.
Oh, that is a man cave right there. Look at that shit.
Ugh. Yeah, but if that was like a wedding venue and that's where like the groom and you know his boys got ready, you'd be like, this is sick.
That's a great bachelor party like weekend.
Yeah,
pad.
Yes,
so good. Yes. That's actually the best one I think I've seen.
But why are they selling it?
He probably gets comments like, down, like that. Just like it's just a shed. It's like I'm done living in a shed.
Oh my gosh, it sold for $8.4 million.
Oh, it's already
March.
Sold. Okay.
Did it show on sale still when you were looking at it?
But I'm not looking at it. It was just an article on Facebook
and
I clicked it.
Oh, I thought you were looking. My bad.
Actively,
my bad.
No.
I thought you were like, you know when you're on like having fun on Zillow and you're just looking around. I thought that's what you were
doing. Yeah.
Do you guys know acres like really well in your head?
No.
Like if someone says it's 100 acres, you visually can see the 100 acres in your head. So what is equivalent to 100 acres? Like a normal
Let's
house.
Let's say 1 acre. 1 acre is like.
Okay. Do you remember my Toluca house?
Okay, yes.
Where it had the main house, then it had the guest house, the yard in the front, the back,
whole
wrapped
lot.
Around.
How many acres?
That was only a half an acre.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I was about to say, there's no way that was one whole acre. Because an acre is still big. It's a lot of land.
Okay.
Oh, all right. 43,560 square footed.
So it's
still a lot of land. Like, you know, like just for a...
Half acre is a good size lot.
Yeah. Damn, 100 acres. I mean, that's a whole ranch. That's a whole...
That's a really nice property. 100 acres?
You have how many acres for yours? Like three?
Mine's exactly 1 acre.
A one?
1 acre. So you just got a picture. See, my brain, though, I can't create the grid in my head.
Yeah.
There's just a point to where my imagination can't visualize it.
It's big, but if you were to look at it from like an aerial, like if you're looking out a plane and you look down.
Yes.
You'd be like, oh, that's it. But it's really hard to explain.
Oh, that's a great map. Okay, a football field, Heath, you see that?
Yeah.
I think that's a good...
That's 1 acre?
Yeah.
is basically 90-ish yards.
Like 80% of the football field is an acre.
It's pretty good though still. Like that's a good chunk of land.
I would have to just go to a friend's ranch and they tell me how many acres and I just have to remember that friend's ranch in my head to like compare to other people's ranches, if that makes sense.
Think about the AI generated football field.
Okay.
And then
sure.
You'll remember. 18 average sized homes equals 1 acre. That's a good way to look at it too.
Or 1,584 potatoes.
Actually, who made this graph? Potatoes?
I agree with that.
Yeah, potatoes. That's a perfect visual marker of how many. Like, fuck off.
You're sitting there. Well, I want to make sure.
Hey, boss, what do you think? You know, we can compare houses. What about potatoes? Yeah.
Now that you know, if somebody's like, I'm going to bring 1,500 potatoes to this gathering, in your head, you're going to be like, oh my God, you're bringing an acre to my house.
I still struggle with that as well. Like, if even 1,500. Like, I can't tell capacity. If someone goes, how many people were at the party last night? I don't know.
Oh,
I can't know. 40 or 50 people. I go, that's 40 or 50 people. Once we're past 100, I can't tell.
Like, you know those games where they'll put like a giant gumball machine. And they're like trying to guess how many. I couldn't even tell you anywhere. Like, dude, it's either fucking like 200 or 5,000. Like I cannot give you a good guess.
Those I'm decent at. But you know what I'm really bad at is doing leftover calculations for Tupperware.
Okay.
Bro, I am so bad at like looking at like how much something is left and I gotta pick the size Tupperware for it.
Oh.
I am way off.
I'm pretty good at that.
Mariah nails that shit every time. And I'm like, I'll be putting it in and I've got, you know, a whole serving left on the side and I'm like, damn, now I gotta get a small one.
Oh, I'd be pressing that shit. Yeah, I'd be making it a lasagna. Whatever it is, the leftover is, that's gonna be
not dirtying another Tupperware. You are getting in here.
And the rest is going in the trash. If it didn't make it in the one Tupperware, fuck it.
Goodbye. It didn't happen. So she, but like, that's a potential.
And if it doesn't, fit, on the top doesn't fit, it's foiled. I don't care if it's I'm going to foil the all around it. It's going to make it in there.
Well, sometimes, we'll take our fucking little, what do you call it? Little Dutch oven thing. I'll put that shit in the fridge.
What is that again?
It's basically just like a big pot.
A pot with a lid.
Pot. Yeah. Like you do this one pan meals.
Put the whole thing in.
I put the whole thing in. I'll turn that top upside down so the little lid can slide under.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
How do you guys store cold pizza?
I don't.
Put a whole box.
Yeah.
You slide the whole box in?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's crazy.
My dad growing up was like foil, wrapping it around the pizza. Put foil around the pizza. But
no, toss it. Toss it or finish it.
Cold pizza.
Toss it or finish it. My fat ass, I'll eat the whole box. I will.
Yeah, Zane's never heard of leftover pizza.
I'm not putting that shit in the fridge. It like does not taste right the next day.
Wait, unless you air fry it and kind of crisp it up and bring it back to life, that's too much work. And then you microwave it and you're like,
I'd rather just order another pizza the next day.
You're out of control.
And I'm ordering another fucking pizza. I want it hot, ready, and fresh. Like
you
I'm
again.
Not,
hey, we Zane. Know.
All right,
Matt. I used to eat like a box of pizza like 4 times a week. Like it was dangerous. Well, that's when I was like very large.
Yeah, and frugal. Like Little Caesars with I had no money.
That's good. Hot, it's ready, a good price. Baby.
Little Caesars was there for you.
Wasn't that like $7 a pop? $7 a box?
Five bucks
a box, you see?
Little Caesars does hit.
Does it still hit though?
Ooh, it depends on the context.
It hits when you're in the mood for like shitty pizza.
Okay. Ooh, the $9.99 Weberoni.
Like I was in the Kalamazoo airport. Terrible, terrible delay. Like 4 hour delay. They bought Little Caesars and it tasted good.
They bought Little Caesars. What do you mean?
Because there's no food options at the Kalamazoo airport. So they're like, we got to feed these people. So the airport bought us Little Caesars.
I'm surprised that they bought you pizza. Normally they don't like give a shit.
I think it's certain airports, if it's small enough, they got to keep customer service up, you know?
Yeah, but I just did not think that they would do that.
Yeah.
Waters at most. In my head, it's like, waters makes sense. Like, oh, here's a water. But Little Caesar, that's kind of sick.
It's nice when like you're on a delayed plane, the little flight attendant comes by.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? A Coke? They give you the whole damn can. You know what I mean? They give you the full can usually when there's a delay.
What's the smallest runway, like airport you've ever landed in where it was like an insane, like you had to, as soon as you landed.
I don't think I've ever been to one where it was like a dramatic.
Because I can't see it. you know, I'm on the plane.
For me, it was Florence. Florence has that really
short,
tiny airport, a tiny runway. And it's also like a one runway thing where it's like you land and the plane has to like literally turn around on the same runway and then exit. Like it's not like a whole system. Oh, wow. It's weird. And as soon as we touch the ground, they had like planes have to stop immediately. And it's a rough fucking landing. And it happens every plane that lands.
What's the one? There's like two really crazy ones. There's one that comes in like right over the beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is like 10 feet above people's heads.
Yeah.
And then there's another crazy one that comes over the top of like a mountain, like cliff.
Oh, hell no.
And it just like has to drop down really fast to get at the level of the airport. And it looks crazy.
Move the airport.
Yeah. Make it bigger.
Build another one. I like, how is that?
Knock like the mountain down.
No, that's insane. No. Just waiting for something to happen. And then when something happens.
And then they're like coming in sideways because it's windy.
Yeah.
I'm good.
We got to run the intro.
Yeah. Yep.
3, 2, 1. It's coffee time, baby.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath of the Baby.
I had to wear boogies.
I'm Zane. Nice to meet you.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jared.
And we are very glad that you are finally here.
Do I look like a Muppet?
Do I look like a Muppet? Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by SeatGeek. All right, to be honest, how many times have you asked your friends to hang out? They say, sure, what do you want to do? Only for you to respond with a, I don't know, what do you want to do? The internet exists, I don't know, isn't a valid reason anymore. So before you hit your friends up, fire up SeatGeek and you can instantly see all the upcoming events near you. All right, see, now you're ready. You got ideas, you got options at the ready to hit your friends with. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app for a reason. They've got tons of options like concerts, sports, festivals, with over 70,000 events listed. There's always something for everyone. And there's so many stars going on tour right now, artists like Olivia Dean, Ed Sheeran, Thomas Rhett, and many, many more. I also love that SeatGeek makes it easy to feel confident in my decision. Every ticket gets a score from 1 to 10, so I can quickly spot the best value. And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And I think their 35 million downloads speaks for itself. Concert season has officially started. To make it even better, you can use code UNFILTER2026 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTER2026. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek. We love you.
My birthday's tomorrow.
It's your birthday tomorrow.
Do you ever get anxiety the
happy
day before your
birthday?
Thank you.
It's
happy birthday, Raven.
I always do. Like, and every year on my birthday, I just, for some reason, my body does just not want to be in a good mood. It's like, it's this weird thing where I just try to just pass it.
And I'm the same way, but I try to fight that all the time. But I do get this. I think I get more anxiety the day before, just knowing I want to enjoy tomorrow. Even though I'm having a party, like in, next weekend,
which I think is a good idea. I don't want to celebrate my birthday on the day at all. I'd rather wait a few weeks and then do something. There's just something weird about it. I don't know why.
But I'll get depressed though if I didn't do anything for myself on my birthday. Like, you know what I mean? I know I'm talking about a lazy birthday where you didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. No one even lit you a cake. I know I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
But just, I should have got some friends together just to have some drinks and stuff and just enjoy the time to recognize the birthday. If I'm sitting on my phone throughout an entire evening on my birthday and I didn't do anything, that's going to kill me.
But the thing is, I'm going to be in a bad mood already, so I might as well just let it, I'm just going to waste that day away and then I'll feel better the next day. And it's like, okay, we'll celebrate my birthday
another
day.
Now I'm
ready
to celebrate.
Yes. Yes. It's like my body is it just turns off.
It's like, okay, specific it day. Passed. Now let's do it.
You're expecting something, but you don't care. For me, that's like that for me. Like, I genuinely, I'm not expecting anything, but I don't know why it just feels so sad.
I know.
You know what I mean? I don't care for you to surprise me with anything or surprise birthday. I don't care. I don't need it. But my body's just sad.
Do you get yourself a gift for your birthday? Do you ever treat yourself?
Not on my birth. No.
No. I mean, I've treated my ourselves like a trip for my birthday. Sure.
Okay.
If that makes sense. But I don't think I buy myself a gift. But yeah, feeling sad on your birthday, often called the birthday blues, it's extremely common. Stems from pressure to be happy, reflecting on unmet life goals, aging anxiety, past negative experiences. I have been getting like That's aging it. Anxiety lately.
Dude, yes, same.
Yeah. Like the years, it's the years of the 20s that have gone by, which I've loved, but knowing that that whole segment is like gone and you've lived all of that.
Every year it's further and further away, which right. makes it like super sad.
Because your 20s feels, everything feels still so new and yeah. still so recent, but it's your adult era. So it's all like very fresh. But then yeah. looking back, you're like, that's not who I really was 10 years ago. You've had growth.
Yeah.
But it's just this, I don't know. It freaks me out.
Yeah. It's thinking about like if somebody's celebrating their 27th birthday, in my head, it's like, oh wow, they're like an adult. They're old. But like, 27 compared to 33, that was fucking 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a long time ago. It's crazy.
It's so weird to think about. My biggest anxiety comes from, like I look at my brother, he's 40 and my grandparents are 87.
Wow.
He's had them for 40 years.
Yeah.
And they're still relatively young grandparents.
Yeah.
And then I look at like, I just had Tony and then my parents are already 67. My dad's 67. So I'm like, I want.
I know you wish you could have more time, you know, you wish you could yeah. like, but you know what? You still have the present. You have to remind yourself of that. It's still here right in front of you. It's just enjoying it. Running the math can drive you crazy though about it.
It does. It does.
But I get told all the time that your 40s is like the best years of your life. So that like, that gets me also excited too.
I think they say that for everything. They'd be like, yeah. oh, your 20s is your best. And then when the 20s passes, they're like, oh, don't, just wait. The 30s is the best. And then 30s pass, they're like, 40's gonna, like,
no, I don't know. A kid I knew from high school just posted his son was turning 15. I'm like, that's what? Crazy.
Yeah.
Granted, he had that kid young, but you're like, wow, 15?
Damn.
I haven't even had kids.
Lucky bastard. We he's almost done with like being, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's work. It's like, oh, to get to 15 years old, your kid being 15, that's a lot of years of work.
Yeah.
You put your time in. I would, sometimes I always think about this, like in my head, it's like having a kid and then having to wait to like enjoy, because it's, I feel like they're all like, your kids are also like always like the most fun in their like teens, right? It's like, you don't have to like take care of them too much. You don't have to like think about fucking
yeah
getting into bed on time or anything like that. Those are like the fun years.
Yes.
But you have to like, it sucks. You have to do all those.
Yeah, you got it.
It sucks. You have to raise your kids.
Yeah. I know.
Be like, hurry up.
Come on, grow.
Get this baby growing.
I know.
My mom just texted me with scheduling my grandma's 100th birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
December.
That's awesome.
How's she doing?
She's sharp as a tack, frail as hell though, unfortunately.
But she's sharp though. That's good.
Yeah. How hard are we going on that party? Like, make it big, but keep it light.
God, imagine being 100. I think I would actually feel super fucking satisfied.
Yeah.
At that point, you're just like, I've lived longer than a lot of people.
Kind of lonely though. Like all your friends.
I would hope you'd have like kids that, like, you know, you had kids, grandkids.
Oh yes, in terms of family, but like all the people that were around your age that you were doing like life with.
Yeah.
Like it's very rare. I
already know if I made it to 100, but like I last longer than all my friends, you know, I'm making a TikTok.
Already thinking about content. Like, oh, my 100, I'm going to like,
when you win, when you make it past all your,
Zane's 100th video.
He's 100. You gotta be kidding. He decides he's gonna upload like again. Like I'm back. Zane gets on a hoverboard and tries to redo.
Trying to do everything I used to be able to do as a 30-year-old.
Who is the oldest person in the world or in the world right now?
I bet it's a 100. I believe it's 120 something.
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know that stat. Click refresh.
116.
Okay, Ethel Caterman. I feel like we shouted her out in the past. See, just check
she's
in.
She's still going.
And she's doing good. She says her remarkable longevity to her motto, never argue with anyone. Sure, Ethel.
Oh my, can you imagine? She's here and she looks like, oh God, that's an old picture. That was 40 years ago. And but 40 years ago is like, it's like 80. Yeah.
116 is wild.
Yeah, damn, 16 more, Heath, 16 more years.
And her 117th is coming up August next month.
Wow.
We'll check back in. Just stay with us.
Guinness World Record.
Let's get her on.
We should. I don't think she'll be able to like do this for like longer than 15.
She was born in 1909. Look up like what like she's as old as like invented yet.
Is that Titanic? The year.
Yeah, she was born 3 years before the Titanic.
Wow.
I'm trying to think like what wasn't even invented yet.
Internet.
She didn't have TikTok in 1909.
I mean, anything tech wise definitely didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like I don't even think like
did Coca-Cola exist?
Main sports weren't even around yet. Like football wasn't even a sport.
She's seen it all.
Oh, wow. 1886. Never mind.
Yeah, but she was drinking it when it had real cocaine.
Oh, yeah. When it was like real bad for you. Yeah. Mm. Oh, she didn't have Diet Coke, though.
But yeah, she eventually got it. She was a child.
She was a child. When was Diet Coke invented?
Should we guess?
Yes.
I'm going to guess
70s.
No, okay, good
no,
thought.
No, it was 76. It was invented in 1887. Oh, you're talking about 19.
Diet Coke.
1980.
1982. Today, y'all.
Whoa. Happy Diet Coke Day.
July 8th, 1982. Whoa, y'all, that's fucking crazy.
Whoa. That is weird.
Whoa.
We should celebrate.
We should celebrate.
Zane, you're having a Diet Coke.
Fuck yeah, let's go.
Give me a Diet.
Oh my, I just like, my hairs are up.
That is crazy. All right,
look up Coke Zero Sugar. I didn't have Diet Coke.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Diet Coke. Happy birthday, Diet Coke.
Happy birthday. Hey, we fucking love you. We're big fans. We love you so much. You've changed my life. And I drink one of you at least once a day. At least once a day, every single day. I never miss a beat.
Honestly, same.
The product placement in Devil Wears Prada 2 was amazing. That movie, they were just like...
Oh, with like the, yes, I kept like zooming in on like just the bottle.
Diet Coke.
Happy
love it.
Freaking birthday, Diet Coke. DC, let's go. God, why am I like that? Just fucking.
It made me happy.
Yeah, that just like really blew up my energy right now. I'm not gonna lie. Did they post for it? I bet you they didn't post for it.
Yeah, you think? Maybe.
Oh, they didn't even. No, they don't even know. That's crazy.
Chicken breasts or chicken thighs?
Chicken breasts or chicken thighs? Chicken breasts or chicken thighs? Everyone.
Just like, what? Like, I wrote it down because I thought it was interesting.
You wrote it down?
I yes, it's something there. To talk about. Because I'll say though, chicken thighs are, I think, are better than chicken breasts. Patricia's been like showing me the world that chicken thighs.
No,
well, there's nothing better than chicken legs.
Boneless chicken thighs.
Chicken legs.
Just chicken legs. But chicken legs.
Like a drumstick.
Yeah, I ain't at a Renaissance fair, man.
Oh, at a Renaissance. Yeah, no, it's a juicier.
Zane, I'm just talking about eating a damn chicken leg, but like a chicken thigh is like, it's so much juicier than a chicken breast. Like if you are getting some boneless chicken
thighs. Yeah, but you got more
thighs,
risk for like weird pieces.
Okay. Well, cut them out. But I don't know, chicken thighs, I've just been like, where has this been all my life?
Okay. I think here's a better one. Wings or flats?
Or flats.
Drums or flats?
I know what you meant. Flats.
Wait, hold on. What are flats called?
Flats is the
wing, like a wing,
like a regular wing, like a traditional wing.
I've never heard someone call them flats in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's what we call them in Florida.
Oh, yeah. That's what you call those things. Oh, okay. No, drums. I've never even considered they're called
drums.
Flats.
Every time I bite into it, I'm just get. To me, I get funky pieces in drums.
A nub. You get like a
nubs,
big.
I hate that.
Like
the
a hard nugget.
That shit fucking falls right off the fucking bone.
I like the flat hack.
Yes.
Where you take the, you give it a little wiggle, take the bone out, yes. And then you.
Yeah, but you want not the whole thing. Sometimes there's still pieces you want. Yeah. There's some pieces you want to take out.
Guys, check out this hack.
The only thing that throws me off about the flat, though, if you don't do that hack and you just bite one side of it, you get them veins that run the length from knuckle to knuckle, and I'm just.
What's your favorite wing place?
Are we doing traditional wings? Or are we doing boneless?
Hooters. Hooters, though, wings are good.
I do not like their wings at all.
No, they don't have good wings. They only have good racks.
Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't like getting wings though. Boneless buffalo wings all day. Because you're telling me that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I ate 6 chickens' wings were ripped off.
Yeah,
in my own stomach.
I think it's fake. I call BS on that. I think it's just. I think it's all parts of chickens, and they just fucking form it in there, and you think you're getting something, but. Because you're telling, yeah, but like Matt's right there. You're telling me that I'm eating like multiple like chickens right now, but I'm only eating these pieces. Like, where's the rest fucking going?
You're talking about real wings?
Yes. Yeah. Like, we're talking about the drumsticks, the wings, the flats, all of that. Knowing it's just like a true appendage of it rather than just a chicken nugget off a breast like that they fried up and made a boneless chicken wing. I feel a little bit more.
Like, I feel better when I go to like Ralph's or Publix and I'm getting a whole rotisserie chicken because I know I'm only killing one chicken. PETA would love that.
But I'll still eat both. But if I'm ordering for myself at a place, I'm going boneless. But if I'm at a party and there's wings out and you bought them, someone's got to eat them. I'm eating them.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel that.
Okay.
For boneless, I think Wingstop is very good.
Yes.
Also, Buffalo Wild Wings still good?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they're still Buffalo good. Wild Wings, you can go there, watch a game, have a beer.
The environment's good.
They got great appetizers. They got a lot more on the menu.
They're fucking hot nacho cheese dip, whatever the fuck that is. Love
the
that.
The menu's big. Wingstop, they want you to get in there and get the fuck out. They are like, what?
No,
you
I
want
think,
this? Go.
They want you ordering it through their app and then having somebody fucking pick up the food.
Like people eating inside a Wingstop. Bold. Bold move.
No. Yeah.
Maybe there are cooler ones out there. I got to go. But the ones in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Get out.
they don't want to.
Can I please? Like, you don't have to make it if you don't want to.
I can't think of any other Pluckers.
Pluckers down in Austin, Texas. That's fire.
Oh, that's a fun name for a wing place.
Pluckers.
Pluckers.
Love me some Pluckers.
We're all getting Clucker for a little bit of Plucker.
Okay.
All right, brief pause because this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's funny, we're usually pretty good at telling the people we love that there's nothing wrong with asking for help. But when we're the ones struggling, suddenly we convince ourselves that we should be able to handle it all alone. We minimize it, push it through, and hope nobody notices. They say BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma Report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. That disconnect is a big part of the problem. We believe support is valuable, but there's still this pressure to act like we don't need it. And when someone close to you seems like they're having a hard time, you don't need to diagnose them or give some dramatic speech. Just check in. Something as simple as, hey, you haven't seemed like yourself lately. Do you want to talk about it? Can make all the difference. BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed therapists who follow a strict professional code of conduct, and they make the whole matching process a lot easier too. You fill out a short questionnaire, and with over 12 years of experience, they help pair you with a therapist that fits your needs. And if it's not the right match, you can switch at any time. BetterHelp also has a network of more than 30,000 therapists and has served over 6 million people worldwide and has a 4.9 out of 5 average live session rating based on more than 1.7 million reviews. So don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Did you go to Hooters as a kid? Did you go to Hooters?
Yeah, no. A lot.
Me too. So you, Keith, no. I'm not a Hooters family? My mom loved it. Loved with my dad.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
No,
it was for Lardo Beach, so we had some honeys at that Hooters.
Zane,
not the one on Sunrise though.
But we didn't go to like a Hooters or anything like that. But there was this one spot called Tijuana Taxi. But
that sounds naughty.
It's good.
It was, dude, my mom couldn't even hate this place because of how good the food was. The prices were amazing, but it was just the ass version of Hooters.
Oh, so you because it's a butt?
Like, oh. Yes.
Yeah, they would just wear these, like, they would barely wear any.
and my mom would sit there, she would eat, but she would love the food, but her eyes would be like this. Just making sure none of us were looking around.
But, like, it didn't make sense, though. It just seemed like
I dropped your credit card. Yeah.
The environment didn't even feel like they needed to do that though. Like,
yeah, it was totally
the owner
unnecessary.
Was just like, I want to see some cheeks on the taxi.
I'm thinking these for new uniforms. The owner just walks out with it. You're like,
are they still these types of establishments now with, you know, what's the word? Just discriminatory, like hiring. Is it like, can they still say no?
Because
they don't think like,
wait, like when it comes to places like Hooters?
Yeah, like, do...
That is a really good question. I don't know.
We should go in.
Do a little investigation.
What's up, guys? We're going to Hooters today and seeing, does Hooters still have just the worst type of YouTuber?
Terrible.
Just there in, like, Ray-Ban glasses going,
All in sunglasses, just recording.
Oh, well, this is interesting.
Oh, Hooters?
Yeah.
They allow men now? I'm kidding.
Applicants are legally hired as entertainers rather than traditional servers, which legally allows the company to base hiring on physical image.
Oh.
They found a
little loophole.
That is a crazy loophole. I'm surprised they were able to get away with that loophole.
They're entertainers. So you got to have the look. Twin Peaks, though, was for the bad girls.
Oh, the bad. Yes.
Those were the ones that got kicked out of Hooters. Yes. Like
with bad attitude.
Girls. The girls I knew in my school who worked at Twin Peaks, just like, they had like, what's it called?
You were
like
a certain type of girl.
Their hair was like blonde with like the black extensions underneath it. You know what I mean? Like the bottom of the hair was just black.
Man, how do you, that is so fucking on. Oh, man.
And they,
but the black hair with the black.
Because they were making good money.
Yes.
They were getting their nails done. They had
they're
the best
getting their
purses.
Shit done.
They
they're
would backtalk the teachers because how they were probably making more than the teachers. Oh, Twin Peaks.
I love the attire. Like that, like to me, that is like, that makes sense.
The name is really crazy when you think about it with the logo.
I didn't even think of that, Heath.
It's pretty crazy.
And they would make, and their managers would be like, post on social media. So those girls would always be like, posting, guys, come to Twin Peaks tonight.
Oh, they have to post for the restaurant?
I feel like the Twin Peaks girls I knew would post when they were
working.
Did
they get paid more for that?
You know what? I think it was, because this is the beginning of social media. I bet, you know, let's say these guys who work there, they think you're cute. They want to come back when you're working and they probably add you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, are my favorite tippers want to come in? Come in.
Got
I'm working
it. So
tonight.
So it's like if you post a video, then they come, like the incentive is that they come looking for you.
You. And they're going to give
that
you
makes
that
sense.
Tip.
Okay.
Oh, and then we had this place called Redneck Heaven, and these girls would just wear bikinis. This was not,
oh, just like
I would not go
suit.
There with my family, but it was like when I was like in high school, like I, yes, but bikinis, like put on some, we're in a food establishment, like you're wearing a swimsuit.
I mean, that's, I mean, isn't there, there are places like, actually, no, there isn't. You're right. That is pretty crazy.
And you know what? I may,
oh my God.
I may take it back. Maybe it was just bikini night. Maybe they did wear jeans, but it was just like, golly. Too much.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. The, wait,
that's a
those
lot.
Are the girls working there?
Yes. You know what I mean?
Wait, do they have one in LA?
They, no, I think they went out of business. They had a minnow shot there. You would do a shot of tequila and they bring you a live ass fucking minnow. And you had it down that with the shot of tequila.
Oh, where's,
you,
where's that
no
go?
Way.
Well, they said it like, oh, it dies right when it hits your stomach, sweetheart.
No.
It dies. And you'd be like, sure.
It dies right when it hits your stomach, sweetheart. Oh, minnow honestly, with shot. All the stomach acids, I wouldn't be surprised. They're probably right.
And I did it.
Oh, God, look at that.
So you did it?
We got it.
I did the minnow shot. Yeah. Because I was like, I was young, dude.
What was the one thing? Oh, gosh, it was like a tequila. But was there like a worm in it or like a scorpion?
Yeah, yes. They still have that.
Yeah, they still got that in like certain off-brand of tequila bottles. Yeah.
Jared, click that picture in the middle.
This one?
Yeah.
That was every rave Zane went to as a kid.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
But
okay,
I mean,
it was.
Props to like our listeners, if you're working at Hooters, if you are working at Twin Peaks, like all respect.
Yeah, I don't
I'm talking about just people like
I don't think anybody listening right now works there for some reason.
Someone is pulling up right now.
Yeah.
Going, just hits that brake. Like,
yeah, if you guys work at Twin Peaks or Hooters, comment.
Yeah,
reach
how
out.
Is it? How is it these days? Are the men still like awful? Or like Hooters, they would like get up and sit at the table
I
with
think
you.
It depends on the area, right? The area, like in Florida, like there's weirdos everywhere that's going in there and eating every day, and they're gonna act just like that, the same.
But it was nice. It was nice though. They had the smoking section outside.
Yes,
you'd have like a little ashtray, the $3 PBRs. You're like,
I thought in Florida, I thought that everywhere outside you could smoke, even in restaurants.
I don't think so.
Oh,
remember Hooters had an airline.
No, they didn't.
Yes, Hooters had an airline that ran for like a couple years.
There's no way.
And it ran to Vegas. Yes, dude.
What?
And the flight attendants were Hooters girls.
What?
Like, I'm pretty sure it like went to Vegas.
Hooters back when they Air. Had
it was a different time.
You know what I want to see? Krispy Kreme Air.
Oh yeah,
crispy,
hot and ready light hot on, and the ready,
yeah, on the plane.
Yeah, on the plane. Those seats to be sticky. Like, they gotta wipe that down. Yes. Like, Krispy Kreme air. Please.
Just imagine that though, you know, like that bing, and then just them coming out with a tray.
There's a hot and ready icon like
right next to the lavatory.
It's like seatbelts, and then they're
just a regular fresh. Yes, that would be really nice.
Oh, I was just on a flight. It was like a Delta flight, and on their menu, it was like a whole Shake Shack burger meal. I didn't know they did that on flights.
That's what Remy got sick off of.
I know, but she said she did that with the, like, I think it was for Coachella, a normal commercial flight.
I think she was on like a normal flight and got the...
Oh, I thought it was one of those like brand trips that she was on where they took like suite. Oh, got it. I was so surprised. I couldn't believe it. I didn't eat it though. And you know why I didn't eat it? Because of Remy's story. I got way too scared. Remy got like super sick eating a Shake Shack burger that like an airline.
On a plane.
That they offered, like it was like part of their menu, and she said she got fucking sick. So
bummer.
But Shake Shack is banging.
Oh my! I want one after this. I'm gonna get one after this. Their burgers are Shake Shack. Fucking good.
What? Probably like once a week. I get it.
Oh, really?
I live right by one, and like that's nice. Can always like it's just a drive away. No, I just drive, but like I'm there like in a minute, and it's always ready. Mm. They're kind of mean, but
are they
a little like, no, well, they don't want to help you. Like if you're there to pick up, you have to be like, hi.
I would also be super annoyed if my place of establishment had like 80 shakes to choose from. And you just had to like fucking, you had all these ingredients that you had to fucking worry about. When people just show up for a burger and then you have somebody going like, I want an Oreo, well, me, Oreo chocolate, strawberry, fucking Neapolitan shake.
They I'd right now, I think they still have it. They have like a chocolate pudding shake.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Bro, Zane, it is the best shake I've ever had in my life.
Really? Oh my. Is yes. Like, does it, yes. Is it like a dark chocolate shake? Is it
like pudding flavored?
Okay. Do you remember like the cup of dirt dessert?
Yes.
Oh.
It has crushed up like Oreos in it. Oh. It is. Zane, it is out of control.
I love that for y'all.
It's called chocolate blackout pudding.
Yeah. Boy, blackout.
Blackout. Like you're like. Oh,
chocolate blackout pudding.
Holy shit.
Tiramisu shake.
I'm getting one after this. I'm getting one. I can't.
Oh, yeah. I tried their spicy one. Do not recommend.
Why would you get a spicy shake?
Oh, is it like a little Korean themed? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just to be fun, you know? I was like,
ew, the spicy that shit was caramel. Hot, boy.
The K-Shack barbecue burger, though, is good from them.
Yes. It looks good. Yeah.
Sorry, this is really
I think
back.
We're diving a little deep into Shake Shack's menu. Some of these people do not have Shake Shacks. Oh, so Vardon didn't get into Streamer University?
What?
Did you see him?
No.
Oh my God, dude. He had the meltdown online. I'm worried about him.
Wait, like a real meltdown or was it like a fake one? Because I've seen him do like, I feel like
well,
fake
then I guess he
reactions.
Was hamming it up. I mean, he was, if he was hamming it up.
Wait, what is Streamer University?
It's with Kais.
Is this the video?
Yes.
Your fucking university. Everybody got a fair chance for me.
Pause it. Wait 1 second.
No.
So
I think
do you know about
Kais
Cenat, how he has this Streamer University thing and he's trying to find like the next like big 30 to 50 streamers that he wants to like endorse and you know, probably own a bit of their business.
What does that come with, though? Does he like promote the shit out of them? And
yes.
Then,
okay. They're going to be part of this huge wave of attention and stuff. Your career can change overnight. And that's what I just wanted to give context about that of what Vardon was upset about. And these are all the streamers that got upset, accepted. I just was worried about Vardon.
Wait, so I
think that was a real crash out.
Oh, really?
It gets worse.
Oh, really? Oh my God. I thought he was acting. I was like, he's a good actor.
I gave up everything for this. Everything. I thought it was really my moment.
Are you sure?
Maybe he's hamming it up.
I really think he's hamming it up, guys.
Maybe this take he's hamming it up, but right after it happened, Susie was just like, bro, there's better things for you. I was like, oh boy.
Nick does this. He does like, okay. Yeah, I feel like the whole family, they kind of like, they know what they're doing.
Have you guys heard about the real life Mexican Batman that's going around?
He's dressed up in Batman. He's dressed as Batman and he also fights crime. Like,
I honestly don't know if he's dressed up as Batman. It's just
he's masked.
Yeah. The citizens are calling him
Batman,
the Batman of Lagos de Moreno. And so he will tape, like he'll beat the shit out of thieves.
No
way. And then
way.
Tape them to poles.
No way.
There's no way.
For the people listening, these two boys are duct taped to a street pole and with a sign probably saying like, parents, come pick them up here.
Yeah, and he has like, he wrote on their forehead like Batman something.
He writes, it's like rato or ratio or something. It means thief in Spanish. And then this sign is like a detailed description of their crimes.
He needs to pick his like posters better. I don't like the pink. It doesn't.
It's giving yard sale.
Yeah. Holy shit. This guy's like, look, it looks like he's like probably like bleeding from his nose or his head. And like,
so this guy is pretty tough. He's strong. Seems like he.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. If he's living in a town where the police are not doing enough and he's had enough of the crime and he wants his neighborhood to be safer and he's taking it to his own hands, go for it. Yep. I hope someone makes a comic book and he gets a cut.
He doesn't have like a team.
Damn, he's just taping these people.
There's no way he's doing this shit by himself. That's insane.
Okay, think about how hard it would be to get somebody to stay against the pole and go around them with a thing of tape. That's
unless he has them at gunpoint. I mean, how else would you be able to have them just stand at the pole and then tape them if he doesn't
have a gun? Or maybe he just has this like contraption. Maybe he's just like he throws this like net at them and it just goes zoo 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 zoo, like he's a drone of duct tape just right. Wrapping him around. You don't know. He could have a little Robin.
Have you found in this condition so far, which is what sparked?
There's a lot. How many are there? There's five. A lot of pictures.
Is that his trademark? He like Sharpies mouse whiskers like on him? Kind of badass.
That is badass. Wait, we need one here.
We do. Which I've always thought like, you know, if people who live in Gotham and Batman... Why not you just leave Gotham? Who's living in Gotham?
Because he wants to protect. He loves the city Gotham. He wants to protect his people.
But no, I'm talking about people living in the city.
Oh, I'd be like, the other people.
There's another villain on the loose.
Yeah.
And I got to worry about this now.
And it's crazy. You know those like superhero movies when they're like, it's Spider-Man. But it's like, there's no other superhero in anywhere else in the world. Isn't it crazy they have that one superhero and they're in their town. They're like, oh my God, Spider-Man. And he's here.
Spider-Man's
and he can be anywhere.
Spider-Man's always in New York. Spider-Man's not like getting on a plane. Well, he helps out. I guess he helped out in DC.
But do you think he ever like takes a flight to another city that they need his help in? You know what I mean?
Yes, it does happen. But he's not going there. Well, then we're going to be talking about Avengers and superhero stuff.
Imagine
he does get around
Spider-Man
now.
On Hooters Air. He's just sitting next.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by Drip Drop. I've gotten pretty good at recognizing when I'm falling behind on hydration. For me, it usually starts with one of those random headaches, then my energy drops, and suddenly I'm wondering why I feel completely off. And with that summer heat, baby, travel, yard work, and those long days, plain water doesn't always feel like enough. That's why I keep Drip Drop around. It's doctor-developed, proven fast hydration that's easy to mix, convenient to take anywhere, and actually tastes good. Because hydration isn't just something you do when you're behind, it's how you stay ahead. And the science is pretty impressive. Drip Drop uses science-based formulas for rapid hydration, so you feel results fast while getting 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. It's also trusted by firefighters, medical professionals, and over 90% of top college and pro sports teams. Plus, this is my favorite part, they got Zero Sugar Plus, which is a breakthrough fast-absorbing formula with an advanced blend of 6 key electrolytes, 15 essential vitamins and nutrients, and no sugar or artificial sweeteners. And since there are 16 original flavors and 8 Zero Sugar Plus options, it's easy to find one you'll actually want to drink every day. I actually do this every morning. I'll wake up, and before I even drink just regular water without it, I will have a Drip Drop hydration. I'll mix the cherry and the lemon lime into my bottle and I'll sip it right before the gym. And I swear it just gives me so much energy and keeps me hydrated throughout my entire workout. And it even offers convenient, flexible subscriptions. So proven fast hydration is always ready when you need it. So right now, Drip Drop is offering our podcast listeners 20% off your first order. Go to dripdrop.com and use promo code unfiltered. That's dripdrop.com, promo code unfiltered for 20% off. Stock up now at dripdrop.com and use promo code unfiltered. Thank you, Drip Drop, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
When you guys were growing up, did you really want that Spider-Man web blaster?
Yeah,
that was on a TV infomercial.
And that shit just looked like cum.
I needed it.
It was just silly string.
It was a whole thing too. It's like it didn't even look cool. It looked like a fucking ankle monitor.
Hey, it fucking looked cool. It was the best toy I owned.
It didn't look.
Oh, you had it, Jared?
Fuck yeah, I had it.
Like, look at that shit. It's a fucking can attached to it like that.
Yeah, you'd finish that can and be like, "Mom, I ran out." It's just like we're done with the Spider-Man shit.
And you have to buy a whole nother box, new gloves, new everything, just to get the fucking can. They didn't have any refillable fucking tank.
I'm pretty sure I had this exact one right here.
Triple web action web blaster.
$80?
$80 now.
Oh, I thought this was what it cost back then.
No. This is just eBay.
God. Just mint condition. God, some toys back then, I'm like, God, I wish I just kept them because they're worth so
Matt,
much.
I'm surprised you won't buy that just to have, like, hang it up on your shelf or something.
Fuck no, I'm not saying, who do you think I am?
I feel like you fuck with this type of shit.
Like, hey guys, got the new Spider-Man triple blaster.
No, you wouldn't even post it. It's just like something that you have.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay, that card dueling thing.
Oh my God.
You strap that to your arm.
Yes, ooh. I remember that.
They need that for vapes.
139. Damn.
Does it deal too?
You would hold your cards. I think you'd present your cards.
That's it?
With that.
And yeah,
you put your deck of cards in that little slot, and then you would make your little lineup. I never played Yu-Gi-Oh.
That's so stupid.
I had...
It was cool.
Imagine somebody in Vegas at a casino playing like,
oh,
hold them.
You don't go for it. I always feel like Beyblades are still popular. Or I get Beyblades on my algorithm sometimes and I'm like, people, like grown adults out there playing Beyblades.
I can see why that's a collectible though. Like that's something that I feel like lives on.
Yeah, I guess you're just spinning tops. Kids have been doing that since like the 20s.
Yeah, but it's like these guys have it because it's like it brings them back. It's reminds them of like the good old days. But
there needs to be a new toy like this though. I feel like everything is now just like,
you know,
stimulating like bubbles, just like the little push things. Like there's no real like toy that's taking over, like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Where's the kids coming up with like yo-yos right now?
Yeah, get the yo-yo craze back.
Look at the top 20 hottest like toys. That what do you call the toys that like we're thinking like
trendy toys? I don't know.
They're gonna pull up like Labubu and shit, but like I want more
like kids toy.
Yeah, like what you'd buy at
a lot of this shit is shit we've seen. Like
what is that?
Like let's go back to those fairy things. You would rip the cord and it would like shoot.
Yes. The fucking, what are those called?
Gosh.
Dragonflies.
The fairies.
Angel flies. Flutterbys.
Flutterbys. Those were fucking awesome.
And the one with the video where it goes into the fire. Wait, weren't they called Flutterbys? Toy. They've been toy.
Wait, what?
I thought they, right there. Flutterbys. Oh, Flutterbys.
Oh.
Because they flutter and go bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we don't have that stuff anymore.
Well, we do. You just have to pay $130 for it.
I don't get the whole fucking dumpling shit. Where it's like the little girls and they always buy like the dumplings and they're like, oh my gosh, I got the rare one.
The dumplings.
It's like dumpling toys. They open up this little fucking squish mabob and then.
Oh, it's the type of shit I feel like Remy would fuck with. She like, you know, she likes her little
unboxing little
fuck. No, what's it called? Heath, what's it called?
The blind box.
The blind boxes. Yes, but it's like the little babies, the one with the little.
But you see these videos where it's like a sleepover, or like it's like four friends in a car.
Yeah,
and they all do it, and like one of them got it, and the other girls are just pissed that she got
yeah.
it. Like it's just the sleepover's over.
Yeah,
like just the friendship is done.
There was this video that I just saw recently. It's not this. I think they're called Nitos.
Oh,
it's like another craze that people are like going to Target, camping out overnight, waiting for these things.
Dude, you just gotta invent something stupid like this and just.
I think it was one
TikTok
of these,
video?
Or maybe it was a dumpling, but it was this mom, her daughter, and her daughter's friend in the car, and she bought both of them one of these blind box type ones.
Yeah.
And the daughter's friend opened up the rare one and got super, super excited. The daughter didn't get the rare one. And the mom turns to the friend and goes, well, you know the rules. You have to give it to her. I bought it.
Uh-oh.
No way.
So she made the friend give her that one, and then her actual daughter gave her the one that wasn't like the rare one.
No, filmed this and posted it?
Yeah, dude, the comments were ripping.
That's insane.
Well, you know the rules since you have to give it to her.
Oh, God.
And
what
the girl
monster.
Was like this.
What a bitch.
Now, what if it was the lottery? that's
true.
That you give two scratcher like fucking $1 million lottery tickets and the friend has the winning one?
I think the problem is that all these toys don't actually do anything. They're just collectibles.
Right. It's just the hype of getting it and unboxing it. And then the kid's like, all right, done.
But they won't keep their value though, because there's so many fucking out there. It's just, I don't like, it won't hold their value like the older toys that we had.
It's the same thing I see with Pokemon cards now. Like, little kids are obsessed with Pokemon cards, not to actually play Pokemon. It's just the thrill of like, they see their favorite influencers getting these like $1 million cards. And they just want to make money off of it.
And I think it's just so silly that they're being sold for that much. And then now this person has this fucking card and it's just like, okay, what are you going to do? Sell it to the next person? It, like, I don't understand that world with
and
the fucking cards.
Not to shit on Pokemon, anything after like 150, I don't give a fuck.
No.
Like, people still.
What do you mean? What do you mean after 150?
$150.
Like, no, I mean the classic Pokemon. Wasn't it 150 Pokemon? Were like the classic ones that we grew up with.
Got
everything after, like people are like, oh my gosh, I got this, like, you know,
super like Google, Super Saiyan fucking holographic.
All of these. Okay, I recognize.
God, yes.
I don't recognize anything past this.
They made new ones. Like,
what
now?
Do you think they're on?
No, now they made new ones.
There are thousands of Pokemon now. It's not what we know. There's over 1,028.
How many were there back then when we were playing Pokemon?
150. Yes.
Why'd you laugh?
It was just the way he said 150.
I'm just being silly. I'm not trying to be.
Oh, no. I thought you said it to me already, but I didn't hear it.
It's just, I don't care, but all respect.
All respect. To all Pokemon respect, players. You know, people, it's a little sad, but all respect.
I like that guy on TikTok who's like, all right, these are the Pokemon I would eat. He's like, so if I'm doing a fish boil, I'm adding this. Now for religious purposes, I don't recognize God Pokemon. Like the ones that are like
That's
the mega
really
level.
Funny.
But he just like breaks down all the ones that like look good to eat.
I'd watch that whole video. 20 minute video. I'll watch the whole thing. That's hilarious.
Oh, Jer-Bear, we should do a couple of the unfiltered advice questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back. Good idea, Heath.
Hey, y'all. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Michigan. My question is, if some Freaky Friday shit happened to you guys, like Matt goes to Zane's body, Zane goes to Heath, and Heath goes to Matt, like, what are you guys doing? What are you doing first? What does your day look like? Are you freaking out trying to get back to normal? Like, how would you handle it? Yeah, that's my question. Thanks. I love you guys so much.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Do we do what she just said?
Yeah, what she just said.
I go to you.
You're in my body.
Okay.
I'm in Heath's body.
Heath is
in your body.
Me for you. Because you're like pretty fit, you're actively working out, and I've known you for so long from when you were not like as athletic as you are now.
Yeah.
I would just like to feel your sense of athleticism and like your endurance, I think.
Okay.
That would be like one thing I would do.
You just like enjoy it?
Yeah, just to enjoy it, just to experience it.
Yeah.
Not as like for a sense of enjoyment. I'm just curious.
Would you fuck with Danielle a little bit?
I guess so. How so would I fuck with Danielle?
I don't know. Like maybe recite Hamilton. That'll like fucking surprise
like, Matt?
Take what you're really, like what you know by heart, and you would do that in my body, and that would literally mind blow everybody.
Oh yeah.
Or that whole scene in that Social Network, that whole scene that, you know, like word
yes,
for word.
Yes. I would recite crazy stuff and everyone would be like, wow, and Zane is just awful now.
And you should, I would encourage you to make videos too, because everybody would also find it insane. They'll be like, there's no fucking
You'd
way
be
Zane
like, can you go do my ad deals? Yeah. Can you do my bro? Like on the podcast, just reading a teleprompter, just nailing it. Yeah. I guess that's what I would do. You guys continue, and if one jumps back out at me, I'll come back.
If I was in Heath's body, oh God.
Actually, I know what I would do.
You would?
I would immediately start doing fatherhood stuff, just to like.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was a given. I was just trying to think of something.
Just to learn.
Just
To learn and experience the routine, because all my friends who have babies, yes, you see them in the motion and you're holding them, but like, I don't really am doing your day to day.
Yeah.
And I would love to trial that out.
Oh, okay. That's good. I was trying to think of like something like just funny, but what I would do is I would take advantage of Tony always like having fun with you and smiling at you and like, you know, cause you're his dad. So I would like really enjoy my moments with him and just be like, good.
You teach Tony like,
fuck you. I'm showing pictures of myself. Just like, look at him. I'd be like, Mariah, don't go anywhere near me. I'm Zane. Mariah, I'm sleeping on the couch.
No.
I would build myself some stuff.
Okay.
Some pieces of furniture, you know, since like, you know, I don't have to spend money on that. You have the tools already. You have the skill in your hands.
Furniture for Heath's
house? Yeah. Like, what are you going to send it back?
I don't fucking know. I'm trying to think of something.
It.
I would just go put on Heath's night vision goggles.
I was just thinking of that. Zane?
I would hope that it's Friday so we could have Pizza Friday.
Pizza Friday, yeah, absolutely.
Smoke a cigarette.
Drink.
Break sobriety.
Break sobriety. Does it count? I don't know.
I feel like it doesn't. I don't think
post
it would.
Post a video just like, fuck it, y'all. Yeah,
I think we'd all have a lot of fun on our own accounts.
You know
what I mean? All right, what would you do if you're a Matt?
Okay, so this is my head first went to, I'm Matt, but I'm in my house.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's why I was like, oh, I would just take advantage of the height, like cleaning the top of refrigerators, like doing
good
doing
answer. Shit.
Yeah, like getting things that I couldn't normally reach or like things that I don't want to bust out like a step stool for.
That's good.
That's a really good answer.
You know what? I would just do it like, I would go to the gym for a full day and just do squats and donkey kicks.
We need
and
some
I would
work.
Just be like, you know what? When Matt gets back in this bitch, he's going to look good. Yeah. He's going to have his butt.
Thank you.
I would know what? It would be so fun to just like really experience being that tall though.
Yeah.
Because when I wear like shoes that have like there's a bit of a fucking wedge,
a
good heel in it. Man, it feels like, and I'm still not even close to being as tall as Matt, but it feels good. Like the air is different up there. It's crazy.
It is nice.
It's really, I'm
curious if I were you, how hot you run.
Oh, Matt, you would be miserable.
I know.
You would be, like right now, I'm drenched. Just
ringing out.
Yeah, but like, no, sometimes I feel like somebody has to be in my body to truly know what it feels like. It's like, it's just constantly being hot. It's like, especially since it's so hot right now, a fan is on me in the house. At all hours of the day. Like if I'm on the couch and I'm working, fan. If I'm in my room, fan. If I'm like in the kitchen, fan.
It's just
constant. I need constant air blowing in because I'm so fucking hot.
Do you have ceiling fans in your house?
No.
I feel like that's the thing.
Oh, you don't have fans.
I feel like nobody has, like they're ceiling not putting fans. Ceiling fans in houses.
And
now.
Make sure your fans are spinning the right way.
Yes.
Because you're supposed to do it seasonally.
Which makes no fucking sense.
No,
I thought it was because of the way it's like angled.
Wait, you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to change the blades?
Not change the blades. Change the direction of how the fan's turning.
Why?
Which doesn't make sense. It's when you want it to be in the summer, you do anti-clockwise.
There's no way.
It doesn't matter. You're in the house. It doesn't matter.
I know, right? So this is why it doesn't make sense. But
outside,
this is something that's known because it helps maximize comfort and reduce and lowers energy costs throughout the year.
Because how the fuck do you switch
click
it to
see
spin
more?
The other way?
So fans should spin in the summer counterclockwise to push air straight down. This creates a wind chill effect that evaporates sweat and makes the room feel 4 degrees cooler, allowing you to set your air conditioner higher. Winter clockwise. Fans should spin clockwise on a low speed to pull cool air up and push warm trapped air from the ceiling back down into the living space. Okay. But I want it cool anyways.
I would understand if this was like outside fans. Like that to me, that makes sense because of the direction of the wind, the season, whatever. But inside your house, how is the air fucking like it's.
But I'm just saying if you're in a house that's really hot and you want it to be colder, just check your fan to make sure it's rotating the counterclockwise because it can make your place cooler. You may be on clockwise. But the thing is, you stand under that, you're like, where is it?
Have you ever seen a toilet flush the other way and it like completely rocks your world?
Apparently, don't people say that if it's like you're on the other side of the world, it goes
no,
down
no,
the
there's
other
a,
way.
Like just, the southern hemisphere, it's supposed to spin clockwise, but I don't remember.
But there, I mean, I was somewhere where that it went the other way and my whole fucking body like went into shock.
All right. Do you want to do another one?
Yes.
Oh, let's do gym creeps.
Yeah, gym creeps.
Hi guys, my name's Annie. I'm from New Jersey.
Hey, Annie.
My question's kind of for everyone. I was just wondering if you had any good comebacks for creepy men at the gym. Lately, I've been getting several comments from men say that I look young and then continue to talk to me and be weird and comment on watching me at the gym. And it's one of those situations where afterwards I'm like, damn, I wish I said this. So I was just wondering if you had any to keep in my back pocket or for anyone else listening that finds themselves in a similar situation. Love from New Jersey. Thank you.
Well, Zane, you should probably take this one because you're always like hitting on girls at the gym. So from your perspective,
I think what would absolutely crush me is just like a, I think just like a straight up, like,
I got one.
Ew, get the fuck away from me. You're so ugly. just like, right. Just like blunt. Just be super fucking blunt.
I think whatever you say, just pinch your nose and continue the conversation.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, that's good.
I think just keep going. What did you say?
Huh? Are you sure you want to be wasting your time right now? I think you could use some extra reps over
hey,
there.
Hey, back off, just fatty. Like, oh, that's good. In a gym. That'll okay, kill me.
Okay. Yeah.
That'll fucking kill me.
I think what I want to say something to them that insults their age on how old they are. Because if like she's like, they're like, oh, you look so young. And be like,
okay, grandpa. Grandpa's a nice one.
Simple.
Like Gampy. Oh, did you soldier yourself, Grampy?
or just hit him with a, I'm 16, you fucking pervert.
That's good.
Like, just
go younger.
Say you're underage, be like,
go younger.
This guy's a creep.
Yeah, nice tribal tab. Where'd you get that on the Limp Bizkit tour? That is something like
that's
a dick
if he has a
that's
tribe,
like
yeah.
to a time that they're from that makes them seem really old. That's where my brain's trying to go.
Or just go with like the something about like the wife route.
Hey, the 80s called and they want their like
that's good.
You know what I mean?
The 80s are still a little too young though.
Hold on, someone's calling me. Oh yeah, it's the 80s called and they want their something back.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You'd have to cater it to like what they like their haircut. You could like
yeah,
up to your discretion in the moment, right? Yeah.
Oh, hey, Wingstop just called. They want those chicken legs back.
Oh, that's good.
That's
good.
I like it. That's good. Or yeah, go, hey, Hooters called. Like, I think like Hooters, because things would be like, what? Like,
yeah, Hooters called.
They want those chicken wings, chicken legs back.
That's good.
That would be a good comeback.
Yeah.
Take that one.
Yeah, just go straight for his features. I don't know. I think that's like a good way to go. That'll make me feel shitty. I will never talk to you again.
You'd be like, oh my God, where'd you get your boobs done?
That's good too. Oh my God, I'm really trying to get mine done. Yours are so big and... big and sexy.
Then he's gonna be like, "You funny girl." Ooh, I like
sassy.
That.
Yeah, I like that.
sassy. I like that.
I like a girl with a little bit.
I like a girl with a little bit of mouth on her.
Ew! Oh. Get out of here.
A little bit of mouth. What a crazy.
Yeah.
But just don't engage. Is my advice.
Yeah.
Is I think the more clever and funny of the comeback you want, I think will be received as flirtation. I think just my biggest advice is set boundaries and just be like, sorry, not interested. I'm focused on something. I just don't have time for this.
I think a look of disgust and silence is also a killer too. Like if I try talking. Or,
yeah, just don't
like,
say anything.
And then continue. That would kill me. Like silence is, ignoring them is good. That always gets me. And then silence is just like a silence and a nasty look is like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm Zane, disgusting.
Or befriend your trainers at your gym, know them by name, and then when that guy's talking to you, you'd be like, oh, that's so funny. Hey, Darren, come here. Darren, or say what you just said to me to Darren. Sorry, I just think it's so funny. I want him to hear it.
That's my favorite one so
far.
Do
that. That would make him instantly sweat. Just befriend your trainers. You have them on your side. You know them by name. Bring them over and just have them repeat what you said again.
I actually saw a TikTok where it's like whenever someone says something rude to you, just ask them to repeat it and they will melt.
And then when they repeat it, say, sorry, I didn't hear that. Say it one more time. They will like lose all steam
killer,
about it.
Killer. Because, you know, there has been times where I said something mean and I can't even imagine having to repeat it.
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear that. Can you say that one more time? I just want to make sure I heard you correctly.
Yeah. Yes. And do that. Get a trainer to come over and just go, I just want you to say that one more time.
Tap your friend. Hey, come here. No, no, say that one more time.
Ooh.
That's the
it.
Trainer is good though. That
that's
is so
it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good question.
Good job. Good job, Matt. I hope you made it to the end of that advice though.
I hope you dig in to get to that.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for watching. If you want to check out our Patreon, go to patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. We also do a bonus episode every month. We do a live Q&A every month. And you get early access to all of the episodes ad-free. Again, if you want to check it out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
As always, you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, we're going to jump into our unwind right now. We'll see you guys in a minute. And we love you guys. Peace, y'all.
Peace and blessings, y'all.